Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream. DIY, it's easier than...
Hey everyone, welcome to Interior Design Tips. Today we're talking flooring, specifically how to figure out which type of floor actually makes sense in each room of your house.
Yeah, because there's no single right answer. It really depends on the room, your lifestyle, your budget. We've both made choices we loved and a couple we'd do differently.
Exactly. So let's just go room by room, roughly, starting with kitchens. I put tile in my kitchen and I'd do it again. It handles water, it handles dropped things, it's easy to wipe down.
Same. Tile is really hard to beat in a kitchen. The only thing I'd say is get something with a slight texture, so it's not slippery when it's wet. And think about grout color, because light grout in a kitchen can be a real headache to keep clean.
Ooh, that's a good one. I went with a medium gray grout, and it's held up really well visually. Now, some people do put LVP in their kitchens, and honestly, it works fine too. It's warmer underfoot, which some people love.
LVP has come a long way. Luxury vinyl plank. For anyone who hasn't used it, it's that thick, rigid vinyl that looks like wood. I put it through most of my main floor, and I was genuinely surprised by how good it looks in person.
It photographs well, too. And the waterproof factor is real, like actually waterproof, not just water resistant. So for kitchens, bathrooms, laundry rooms, it's a solid choice.
Bathrooms, I'd say tile or LVP. Full stop. Real hardwood in a bathroom is just asking for trouble. The humidity, the moisture, it'll warp over time.
I learned that the hard way in a rental I owned years ago. Previous owner had put hardwood in the bathroom. It was not pretty by the time I got to it.
Yeah, wood and moisture just don't get along. Now, hardwood has its place, and it's a beautiful one. Living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, hallways, anywhere that's dry and sees regular foot traffic, hardwood holds up well and it adds real warmth.
And you can refinish it, which is something you can't do with LVP. So if you scratch it or the finish wears down after 15 years, you can sand it back and it looks brand new. That's a real long-term advantage.
True. The cost is higher up front, though. Hardwood is one of those things where you're paying for quality and longevity. LVP is more budget-friendly and still looks great. It just won't have that second or third life that hardwood can have.
For bedrooms specifically, I actually like carpet. I know it's a little old school, but there's something really nice about stepping out of bed onto something soft and warm.
I don't disagree. Carpet in a bedroom is comfortable, and it also helps with sound, which matters if you've got people on different sleep schedules in the house.
Good point. Just keep it out of high traffic areas where it'll get worn and dingy fast. Bedrooms and maybe a home office, sure. Hallways and living rooms, I'd skip it.
If I had to give one piece of overall advice, it would be this. Think about the specific life of that room before you pick. How much moisture, how much foot traffic, who's using it, kids, pets, whatever. Let the room tell you what it needs.
That's a really good way to put it. The floor that's perfect for your quiet reading room is probably not the one for your mudroom.
Exactly.
All right, thanks so much for listening today. Hope this helps you narrow things down a little.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. Catch you next time.
Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream.
Today's episode is brought to you by remodelhome.ai. The worst feeling is dropping thousands of dollars on a remodel and then realizing you don't even like it. With Remodel Home, you upload a photo of your room and see the finished look first, in just a few seconds. So you only spend the real money once you actually know it's right. That's remodelhome.ai.